Now we come to chapter 10 and we see God's present purpose with Israel. And here we have the present state of Israel, and that is lost. That's their condition today, just as the Gentiles are. And the reason is Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. Now he turns from the sovereignty of God to the responsibility of man. He did that back in verse 30 in the last chapters we saw. And now he pursues that. Listen to it. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. They are responsible, you see. They are responsible to God. And we read, let me give you our Lord's word in Luke 19:43-44. For the days shall come upon thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee and compass thee around, keep thee in on every side, and shall lay thee even with the ground, thy children within thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy salvation or thy visitation. Now, that's the condition of the nation over there today. They're surrounded by Arab nations. They want to push them into the sea. Now, why? Well, you can blame the Arab, you can blame Russia, you can blame everybody. You can blame God if you want to, because God says that the reason they're in the state they're in today and can't have peace there, they did not recognize their time of visitation. So Paul says, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Now I want you to see something here. There are three great statements that you can draw from this word here. And Bengel makes this statement. He says, Israel, with all they possessed of religion, they were not saved. They needed to be saved. They had religion, but they didn't have righteousness. That's religion today. I would say today, probably 75% of church members, they're not saved. Friends, they're just members of a religious club, that's all. And they're in rebellion, actually, against God, because they won't accept the righteousness that he offers in Christ. You can be religious and be lost. Israel had a God-given religion. We saw back in chapter 9, all they had more than anyone's ever had. But they were lost, Paul says. My heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is they might be saved. Number two, they were savable. Again, Bengel says, Paul would not have prayed had they been altogether reprobate. And they weren't. They were savable. Who would ever have thought our ancestors, yonder in Europe, were savable? Why, the Chinese had a civilization at that time. Why didn't the missionaries go in that direction? Why didn't the apostles say, not these pagan Gentiles over here? They're not even savable. But they were, my friend. And the Chinese had a civilization at that time. Now, the third thing, they are on the same plane before God as Gentiles and should be evangelized as other people without Christ. There's no difference today. All have sinned, come short of the glory of God. This idea of a superior race or an inferior race. At the foot of the cross, it's all level ground, friends. I don't care who you are, your social position, your church membership, your good works, your white skin, that won't help you. You are a hell-doomed sinner without Christ, and God is just and righteous when he says that to you. And right now, if you're unsaved, the cockles on the back of your neck are sticking out a foot. Because you say, I don't like what that preacher's saying. Now, this preacher's not saying it. God is saying it, my friends. And God is putting it in neon lights here. He doesn't want you to miss it. And this is a tremendous statement. There are those today that believe that the gospel ought to go to Israel first. I think what Paul meant was, actually, chronologically, to the Jew first, then to the Gentile. Why, did you know for the first few years in the city of Jerusalem and in Israel, There was not a Gentile saved. You wouldn't have made it had you been there, friends. Church is 100% Jewish at that particular time. And today there's some think, well, we ought to go first to the Jew. I don't agree with that. But I'd also want to add to it, you better not leave him out. He's in the plan and purpose of God, and he should have the gospel today. And I disagree, especially if a man like Dr. Reinhold Niebuhr, back in Time magazine, he's reported to have said, this was April 21st, 1958, and I took the quotation out at that time. He says, do not try to convert Jews. Jews may find God more readily in their own faith than in Christianity. And he just maintains this viewpoint. So he says, especially because of the guilt they're likely to feel if they become Christian. That's when you get rid of the guilt, my friend. May I say to you, they should have the gospel. All people should have it because God is prepared to show mercy today.